Hi there. The word for you today is, don't lose your peace of mind. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, we read, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. You know, we lose our peace of mind for four reasons. Here they are. Number one, because we try to change the people in our lives. You know, as you grow older and wiser, you begin to realize that you can't change other people. Only God can. And he does when we back off and love them as they are. Now, this doesn't mean agreeing with everything they do. It means committing to love them regardless, claiming God's promises in prayer in their behalf and allowing him then to deal with them his way, in his time and for his glory. You know, the reason you're stressed out may be because you keep trying to do something about something you can't do anything about. Stop doing that. Second reason we lose our peace of mind is because we try to make things happen when it's not the right time. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, the famous verse, there is a time for everything. You know, if you've raised children, you know that one of their chief characteristics is impatience, right? They can't wait for anything. Well, God wants you and I to outgrow our childish impatience, so he makes us wait, trust, and mature. Third reason we lose our peace of mind is because we get upset that we're not progressing fast enough. Can I say this to you? You can slow down your spiritual growth through neglect, but ultimately, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, the New Century Version, I'll quote it to you, we are all being changed. How? Through white-knuckling self-effort? Listen to it. By the Spirit of God that lives in us. So, learn to enjoy your life while God works in your problems, because you're always going to have problems, okay? And the fourth reason we lose our peace of mind is because we push ourselves harder and harder. We do what we think God wants without actually consulting him as to what he wants, when he wants it, and how he wants it done. And as a result, what happens? Well, we wear ourselves out. So what's the solution? Back to the word. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed or focused on you because he trusts in you.